customer service, servicing your customer. How do you do that? And how do you do it to maintaining your core values? How do you do it maintaining your passion for your business? How do you do it without your customer becoming your boss? And here's a great question. If you've gone into business so that you can be your own boss, choose your own hours, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, go on holidays when it suits you, and most importantly, work with the people that you want to work with. There seems to be a really interesting hierarchy in the world where I work for you. So if I've got a boss and I've got a job and I earn a salary, I work for the company or for the boss. And if I have my own business, there's been a suggestion by some experts that your customer is your boss. So you're working for your customer. Well, here's a great question. Do you want to work for people or do you want to work with people? If you've chosen to go into your own business and it is because you want to choose your own hours, be your own boss, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, go on holidays when it suits you, and most importantly, invest time with people that you really like. Is it possible that your customer service system then needs to suit the people that you want to invest time with? Is it possible that there are a lot of people in the world who won't like the way you do business? They'll be rude to you. They'll make demands of you. They will criticize you and pull you down. They might say nasty things about you on social media. Here's a great question. Do you want those people to be your customers or clients? I'll ask a better question. If you're in business because you want to add value to people's lives, if you're really committed to whatever product or service you have, but if you're doing this because you want to make people's lives better versus you just want to earn money, and that's the difference, isn't it? Is it possible that there are a lot of people in business just to earn money? They don't care about the product. They don't care about the service. They don't care about the customer. And I'll ask that because have you ever been into a business where you felt that? They're just trying to take my money. They don't care about me. Versus why are these people in business? And it's one of the big things to ask yourself every day, why am I doing this? And then the next really important question is how do I share that with the world? Because it's easy to tell people what you do. But do you want them to know why you do it? So as an exercise professional, for me, that's been really easy. And I'm sure if you're an exercise professional, it's going to be easy for you too. You really want to add value to people's lives. You really want to help people to be healthy, to be fit, to be strong, to achieve their goals for their physical or mental health. And if that's the case, then what kind of people will you attract into your business? Is it possible that you will then attract people who are serious about achieving their goals? Now, they might not know you, and that's always been a challenge and something that I always point out, because I can't tell people that I want to help them achieve their goals, because why would they believe me? But what if I pre-frame it with, you don't know me yet, but I'm doing this, I'm an exercise professional, and or now I'm in education because I really want people to achieve their goals. But you won't know that until we have a personal conversation. And this is the really interesting thing about customer service. How can you service your customer if you don't know them? If you don't know what they want, you don't know what their goals are, you don't know why they want that particular thing or that product or service in their life, you don't know where they want to put it, you don't know when they want it, you don't know how they'll feel emotionally when they get it, so you can't connect the product or service to their emotions because you haven't asked the questions. You don't know how they'll feel if they don't get it because you haven't connected the product or service to their emotion, the negative emotion of not being able to have that product or service. If you don't know those things about your customer or client, how could you possibly help them make their life better? Your product or service might be awesome and it might add massive value to lots of people's lives, but not that person. So could it be a really good place to start? Or maybe it's all we ever need to do is find out specifically what somebody wants, why they want it, where they want to put it, or where in their life it's going to make a difference, and when they want it to happen. And then just make sure that we do that. There's a lot of things that happen in customer service, and there's lots of customer service systems where you should do this. Send birthday cards, send anniversary cards, call people at Christmas time, make sure you remember when they're competing in their next competition, make sure you know their kids' names, make sure you know their pets' names. And of course, all of those things are really important. The fundamentals of answering the phone quickly, returning messages, treating people beautifully when they come into your business or get in contact with you for the first time, they're all, of course, about customer service. But could the ultimate part of customer service, or the ultimate way to deliver the best service to your customer, and I'll rephrase, how can I service my customer best? How could I do that if I don't ask? So I've got an interesting conversation that happens at our house on almost a daily basis with K-Man and I, because obviously what we do now is we aim to educate, coach, inspire, motivate, help, provide all the skills, tools and knowledge for people to have a successful business. And most of our students, yes, want to have a successful exercise business. So whether that's a gym or a personal training studio or a boot camp, or they want to have a home studio, or they want to go and work in the exercise profession. That's what we help people do. And every day, everything we're committed, there's not a day that goes past. We're available 24/7, 365 days of the year, literally, because we are, and I'm telling you this purely selfishly, I find nothing more exciting in my life than for somebody to get out of a lousy, stinking, rotten job that they hate and become a top-level exercise professional and become successful and profitable. To me, that's why I was put on the planet. And the selfish reason for that, of course, is that if somebody is a successful, profitable exercise professional, it means that they will be helping people, and they'll be helping people that I can't help. So my career path originally started out as an exercise professional, but there are only so many hours in my day, there are only so many years in my life, and I am absolutely committed. That's why I have to live to 120, because I really believe that as exercise professionals, we have the answer to the top killer diseases in the world: coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, stroke, cancer. Even if we can't prevent and cure them, we can certainly help people handle them better, recover from them quicker, make sure they never come back again. For me, that's, if you talk to doctors, and the reason why a great doctor became a doctor, it was to help people to be healthy, or to help them get better if they're sick. Well, to me, that is the driving force of my life. But I also understand that I can't do that by myself. There's countries that I can never visit. There's people that I'll never meet. There's environments that I'll never be able to get into for cultural reasons. So I'm absolutely committed to helping other people to become top-level exercise professionals and have a successful, profitable business so that they can help the people that I can't. So that's my selfish reason for wanting all of my students to be successful. But the interesting thing is that if you share with me, if you share with K-Man or Savvy, this is what I want to do. I want to have a gym. I want to have a personal training studio. I want to have a boot camp. I want to have earn $100,000 a year as an exercise professional. I want to have 60 clients a week. Doesn't matter what the goal is. Not only can we help you do that, but the process is actually simple. Once we know what your goal is, the fundamental steps of becoming successful at anything, let alone in the exercise profession, because we've all been very successful in the exercise profession, that process is easy. And if I share with you that customer service is the process, and if the process of customer service is simply finding out what people want and making sure that you deliver on your promise, and you do everything that you know how to make sure that they receive, achieve, get the things that they want. And what's really interesting about that, and as I shared, we have this conversation nearly every day. K-Man and I were full-time exercise professionals, personal exercise coaches back then. Yes, we used to call ourselves personal trainers. And we did lots of other things in the exercise profession. So not only did we have clients, but I managed health clubs, I taught classes, I spoke publicly in lots of different places, in schools and businesses, because I wanted to inspire people to be healthy, fit and strong. K-Man was a sports strength and conditioning coach. He's run multiple businesses involved in the exercise profession, in the sporting profession. But we always had clients, and we still do, and K-Man still has a lot of clients. And we find it perplexing, bemusing, and often frustrating that there are so many people who share with us in and outside of the Max program, so exercise professionals who didn't study with Max and Max exercise professionals, who don't have enough clients. They don't have a successful, profitable business. They don't earn enough money to provide for their family. And we can't understand why. And this is the reason that we find it so frustrating, is that the Max program is all the tools, the skills, the knowledge, the customer service systems, the communication skills, the business skills that you will ever need to have as many clients or customers or members that you need. And not only that, but we put a guarantee on that. If you follow the system, and it's not our system, when people say, oh, it's the Max way. This is not the Max way. This is the human nature way. Is it possible that if you ask people what they want and you provide them with that service, that experience, that your business will grow? And not only will it grow, but you won't have to market it anymore, because all of your customers, clients, members will come from referral, because people are getting such a great experience from you that they're telling everybody else about you. And this is not a secret. It's not a magical program. This is just simply ask people what they want, be genuinely interested in what they want, and then provide them with what they want. It doesn't sound complicated, does it? So it didn't matter for Cayman and I when we were training people full time, whether it was Christmas or Easter or public holiday or a Super Day Saturday, Sparkle Day Sunday, didn't matter. People didn't cancel because of a public holiday or because it was Christmas. They didn't cancel because it was hot or because it was cold. And yes, we both had cancellations that we were expecting, because number one, life throws things at us. We get a flat tire or we can't make it to the session because something happened at work, or something comes up in life where you've got to go to an event and you can't come to your training session. But because we were aware of that, which of course is understanding your cancellation policy and finding out what people's plans are and what their goals are so that you can help them achieve them even when something comes up, people would come to me literally in July and say, Rowie, I've worked out that my personal training session, my personal exercise coaching session with you is on Christmas Day this year. I just want to make sure that, number one, you'll either be there for Christmas Day, or do I need to book two sessions a week before or the week after so I don't miss out on my session? 6 months in advance. Now, I'm not a genius. I'm not a business guru. I'm just a woman that wants to help people to be healthy, fit and strong. That's why I do my business. And when people feel that, get that, understand that, but how would they if you're not genuinely interested in them? So when you sit down with somebody, and I, as you know, I don't like to sit down, so I would take somebody for a walk, or I would stand and they would be on the bike or something. I have never wanted to do an initial consultation in the seated position, because I want people to have happy drugs pumping through their brain while we're chatting. But anyway, if I'm with somebody for the first time, how could I possibly help them? How could I be of service to my customer if I don't find out about them? So you'll hear me regularly, daily, all the time asking, do you know these answers for all of your customers or clients? Whether you have a boot camp or a yoga class or a boxing class or a gym, and whether that gym's got 500 members or 5,000 members, do you know this about each one of your clients? Which is, of course, what are you here for? What do you really want to achieve? Why is that really important to you? And of course, at least three reasons why. Where do you want to do it? When do you want to do it? How will you feel if you do it? How will you feel if you don't? Are you on track or off track? What advice would you give yourself if you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach? And me, as your high performance eating and exercise coach, what do you want from me? Now, there's four lots of questions that go with that. So there's goals, nutrition, medical challenges and injuries, and lifetime goals that people have as far as their physical and life experience. But if you don't ask all of those questions, how could you possibly provide a service that is going to make people say, wow? And I always ask this question. If you provide a service for people where they walk away saying, wow, is it possible that your business will grow? And to me, that's just logical and common sense. But how could I get people to say, wow, if I don't know what it is that they want? Now, an interesting side note here, because this is something that I deal with again every single day without fail. There's a lot of people that will tell you, as an exercise coach, they certainly did, and definitely now, when people share with me what their career path is or what goal they have for their business or the thing they're going to do to earn money for the rest of their life. When you come into our Max program, that is our number one question. What is it that you want to do? Because we can't help you achieve your goal if we don't know what it is. And I'll share again, we can't help you if the goal isn't really clear for all of us. So if I'm on your team to help you achieve your goal, I need to know what your goal is. But the system to do it is really simple. And that's what we're here for, just to show how simple it is to become successful and profitable in business, in your career path, or as an exercise professional. But what's interesting in our life is there's a lot of people that share that at the beginning. Yes, I want to own my own gym, have a chain of personal training studios. I want to have my own boot camp. I want to have a home studio. I want to train people on the beach. And it seems pretty obvious at the start what they want to do because they share it. So I buy into that, as I do and as I did as an exercise professional. So I become part of your team. If your goal is to lose 30 kilos, or if your goal is to fit into your black jeans, or if your goal is to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, or if your goal is to have a banging hot body so that you can compete in bikini competitions, I'm on your team and I'm going to help make that happen. That's absolutely my commitment. But it's interesting that I'm 100% in if you're 100% in. But how can I be 100% in if you're only 95% in, or worse, 80%, 50%, 40%? And that's one of the really interesting things I found as an exercise professional. And I'm sharing this because I have a lot of exercise professionals now who share with me they have customers that they, or clients or members that they find to be frustrating or annoying, or they either want to fire them as clients, or they don't know what to do with them because these people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's a statement that I often hear. And I always go back to that initial chat again. If you want to provide somebody with an excellent service, so you want to service your customer, you want to make your clients feel fantastic, help them achieve their goals, would it be important that they want to achieve their goals? So here's a great question from a time management point of view. There are only 168 hours in every week. It's the one thing that we all have in common. If you sleep, eat, exercise, have a partner or a family or people that you want to invest time with, if you go to church, if you play a sport, if you have a hobby, if you like to just watch television or Facebook, there's going to be hours out of that 168 hours that you're not available to help people achieve their goals. So that's a really great place to start. If you want to provide great customer service, would it be important to work out when you can do that? I have found from experience a lot of personal trainers and fitness instructors get really annoyed with their customers and clients because they're training them at times that they don't want to be training them. So they want to be exercising or with their partner or sleeping, and they're training people. And you can see it on their face. You only have to watch from a distance to see that this particular fitness instructor is not interested in being there. So if you want to create great experiences for people, would it be a fantastic idea to work out when you want to do that? So you're only training people, you're only helping people achieve their goals when you're available. Number one. Then would it be really important that here's the really interesting thing, if you have committed that time, so let's say it's 1 hour a week or 10 hours a week or 50 hours a week, it doesn't matter. If you've committed that amount of time to helping people achieve their goals, would it be really important to be 100% committed while they're there? Not thinking about, you know, I'd rather be at the beach, or I'd rather be with my partner, or I'm hungry, or I wish I was asleep. Because those things should be planned into your time frame so that when you're actually investing time with your customers, your clients, your members, that is the only thing you've got to do. It's like a budget. This is the time I've budgeted to be with my clients. And this is where it becomes very interesting. If you only have 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week or 50 hours a week, that's all you've got. So why would you waste time with people that are not committed to their own goals? And I'm asking this so passionately because if you're just taking people's money and training them because you want their money, and they don't care whether they're achieving their goals and you don't care whether they're achieving their goals, is it possible that you'll get to a point where you don't enjoy what you do? that your business or your career path, you as an exercise professional, or worse, I'll just call you a fitness instructor. Yes, I'm a fitness instructor, but I just do it for the money. Now, nobody will probably say that, but I'm sure you've seen people where that's pretty obvious. It looks like they're over it. But is it possible that if you've picked the number of hours that you want to invest with people and you're investing your time with people that you want to invest time with, and I'll go very broadly, but if you want to invest time with people that are serious about achieving their goals, why would you have clients that are lazy? Why would you have clients that are not committed to achieving their goals? Why would you have clients that don't show up for their sessions? Why would you waste time on people that aren't serious about achieving their goals? And I think it's a really important question, because you only have so many hours. If you're selling a product or you're an online business and people just come to your website and buy stuff, that's different, because you don't have to be there. You actually don't have to invest any passion or energy into the person because they're just buying a product. But if you are, like me, an exercise professional, or you are providing a service that is adding value to people's lives, would it be really important to make sure that the people's lives that you're investing time in actually want for their life to be better? And I'm sharing this passionately because I learned this the hard way. I originally thought I could help everybody. I took on every single client that wanted to come and train with me, and I ended up getting really tired and really frustrated because there were so many people that told me at the start that, yes, I'm committed to achieving my goals, and then they would miss a session. Or, yes, I definitely want to lose 30 kilos, and they kept making excuses for why they weren't doing the things that they had promised themselves they would do. And there's an interesting side note there. Please make sure that you get people to promise themselves, not you. It's not about promise Rowie that you'll go for a run today, or promise Rowie that you'll drink water today, or promise Rowie that you'll come to training. It's what promises are you going to make to yourself to make sure that you achieve your goals. So I'd like to pull all of that together. If you want to service your customer, your client, your member, would it be really important to find out what it is that they want and why they want it, where they want to put it in their lives, or how their life will be better when that product or service is in their life? Would it be really important to find out their time frame so that you can now hold them accountable to a time frame, or get them to hold themselves accountable to the time frame? And then remember that you only have a certain number of hours in your week. You only have a certain amount of time that you can invest into people. If you're going to provide the best customer service, would it be really important to invest time with the people that you're excited to be with, that are excited themselves about achieving their goals? And is it, or could it be a good idea to keep track of that? And I'll just share from a personal perspective on my daily life. I have a lot of people that share with me, yes, I'm going to open a gym, and yes, I'm going to have a boot camp, and yes, I'm going to have a home studio, and yes, I'm going to have a career as an exercise professional. And then I check how their study's going, and they've done 3 or 4 sessions in a year. And I get that life happens and things that people don't want to do what they originally said that they want to do. But could it be important that if you're going to invest time in people, literally invest your own 106 or part of your 168 hours, that you got a return on your investment? So the reason that you're in business, if it's to add value to people's lives, I'll ask the question again, could it be important to find the people who want their lives to be better, and that your product or service will actually do that for them? And is it possible then that you won't need a customer service system, you won't need a referral system, you won't need a marketing system? It'll just be you being you and loving it, and you've attracted the right people into your business or into your gym or into your personal training studio, and it'll be a beautiful team working together. There won't be people canceling. If they have to cancel, they'll come to you and say, Rowie, I've just worked out that my personal training session's going to be on Christmas Day. Can you please make sure that if you're not here, I can get 2 sessions the week before? See, that's people who value you as a personal exercise coach. They value time. They're respectful. If you've got people that are promising that they're going to come to a session, or they promise they're going to call you, or they promise they're going to get in contact with you and they don't, could that be a small warning that this person may not be as committed to their program as they have suggested that they will be? And interestingly, I've only just had a chat with one of my students who's in a situation where there are a lot of people taking advantage of her time. So they say they're coming to a session, they don't come, and it is now wasting her time, which of course is disrespectful. So here's a great suggestion. And I've used it very many, many times because, like you, I only have 168 hours in my week. It goes like this. You obviously are time poor or busy, or I am not the right exercise coach for you. So how about I find you a personal exercise coach that is better for you than I am? And whether that's somebody in your own facility or whether that's somebody in the local area or whether you just call around and find them somebody else. But could it be important that you have people in your life who respect you and treat you respectfully? And I'll ask that question again. If you are the person who feels like you're working for your client rather than with them, is it possible then that it'll feel like you've got a job? It'll feel like that you've got a boss. It'll feel like you're not choosing your own hours. You'll feel like you won't be able to go on holidays when you want to go because they will be controlling your life, whether you work for somebody else or whether you have customers and clients. So there's a great question. Do you want to work with people or for them? And I hope it's with. And could it be important to work with the people who have the same goals and dreams and aspirations and perhaps even core values that you do, or you're genuinely interested in their dreams and goals and core values and you want to help them achieve those goals? Could that be beautiful customer service? Could that be the best way to service your customer? And very last question, if somebody is being disrespectful to you, they're being rude to you, they don't return your calls or they just take advantage of your time, here's a great question to ask. Who are you? And if you accept that kind of behavior, is it respectful to you? If you are a beautiful person, when you look in your mirror at the beginning or the end of the day and you're really proud of who you are, you're doing your business for the right reason, you know that the only reason you're in business is because you have a product or service that will add value to people's lives and you're wanting to add value to people's lives. And I'm just quickly going to cover off the sweet spot there. If you're doing what you're the most passionate about, you are wanting to be the best in the world at it, so you're constantly learning and growing and doing ongoing training and education so you can keep getting better. And if you are adding massive value to people's lives, would it be disrespectful to yourself to waste time with people that aren't respectful of what you do? And this is a very personal thing I'm sharing with you. I have lots of people who, for whatever reason, they're rude and disrespectful to me. Now, I can handle that. I'm a mature woman. I'm chronologically advanced. I've been putting up with this for a really long time. And I've got this interesting philosophy that maybe I can help this person become a better person or be respectful of themselves so they're not disrespectful of other people. Maybe they've got something going on in their life and that's why they're being rude to me. There's all sorts of reasons I get that people are rude and disrespectful. So it doesn't affect me personally. I don't get upset about it. I just try and keep being the person that I am. And there's a great thing to consider. If somebody's being rude or disrespectful to you, if you're rude and disrespectful back, what does that say about you as a person? Does it say more about you than it does about that person? And if you can't handle if it's hurting you, if it's upsetting you, if it's stressing you out, if it's annoying you or frustrating you, could it be a really good idea not to have those people in your life? Now, I have them and I have lots of them, and I'll go a step and say I really enjoy the process because I study human nature, I study human behavior, and I find it really interesting to watch how people react or respond under pressure. And I have many thousands of people in my life who, yes, as soon as they're under pressure, they take it out on me or they're rude to me or they're just disrespectful in general. But I don't let that upset me. If it does upset you, here's my special request. How do I put this beautifully? I have too many exercise professionals who stop being exercise professionals because they can't handle that. They have people rude to them or disrespectful to them or take advantage of their time, or they're just mean or nasty. And it might not be that they're mean or nasty to them. They're just mean or nasty people. But these exercise professionals can't handle it, and it affects their life. It affects their family life. It stresses them out. It hurts their feelings. And they end up hating what they do and they go back to some lousy, stinking, rotten job so they don't have to put up with nasty people. And an interesting side note to that, particularly if you've got an online business or you're posting online now, social media has become very nasty. So you might be sending out beautiful messages to the world that you think are going to help people and add value to their life, but there'll always be some nasty person that makes a comment and tries to pull you down and criticizes you and says that you don't know what you're talking about. Couple of things, disconnect from that so that it can't hurt you because you don't read it. If you're going to be on social media, it's always, I know people share with me, I get really excited, Roey, because I've got so many likes or so many people are following me or I'm just so popular on social media. But they're very stressed and they get very upset when people unfriend them or don't want to connect with them anymore or say nasty things about them or make negative comments. So you could just disconnect and not read those comments. But also be aware that if you're a beautiful person and you're a respectful person and you're doing what you do because you want to add value to the world, you're not doing it for the money and you're not doing it for an agenda and you're not doing it for power and you're not doing it for ego, you're just doing this because you want to add value to the world, then please keep doing what you're doing. Just disengage from the negative people. Fire the negative clients. Don't hang out with the negative people. Don't engage with them. Remember the great quote, if you argue with an idiot, you've just got two idiots arguing. If you want to create a beautiful business with beautiful customer service and have beautiful customers that you want to service, would it be a really good idea to be very careful about who you invest time with? Or you might be like me, where I put up with a lot of negative, nasty people on a regular basis because I find it really interesting. And I'm studying human behavior. I'm studying neuroscience and how the brain works. I'm always really interested in why people are nasty and why they're negative and why they would say horrible things about somebody that they don't even know. I find that fascinating. So from my heart to yours, please have a business or career that you love so that you can choose your own hours, be your own boss. Decide when you're going to go on holidays, when it suits you, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, and most importantly, invest time with the people that you want to invest time with. And is it possible that if you're investing time with people that you really like, that customer service and wanting to buy a birthday card or send a happy anniversary message or buy a bunch of flowers or go around and walk their dog or do something really special that's normally considered customer service, for you that wouldn't be customer service, that would just be you being you because you love your customers and your clients and you want to make them feel special. Remember that people often forget what we say, they even forget what we do, but they never forget the way we make them feel. So if you're committed every day to making people feel special, regardless of whether or not they accept that, just be that beautiful person. And then at the end of your day, when you look in the mirror, you can be really proud of who you are because what you're doing every day is aiming to add value to the world. You are aiming to service your customers, make them feel special, make them feel important, add value to their lives. Could that be an awesome way to live your life? Woohoo!